Good day and welcome to your daily financial services news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. This is Paige Estrotori coming to you on Monday, August 18, 2025. We turn first to the insurance sector, where QBE Insurance Group has made considerable enhancements to their landlord insurance offerings. Standout features include rent default cover for a full year, tax audit protection up to the value of $25,000, and breakdown cover for machinery. These additions, particularly suited for brokers targeting properties valued between $15 and $50 million, aim to help differentiate their services in our competitive Australian market. Adding to the innovations, QBE has integrated generative AI technology across their product range, setting what could be a new standard in risk assessment and decision-making in the industry. Skipping across to the world of superannuation, we find some shifting norms in family financial planning. Entrepreneur Ashley Templer is contributing to her husband Luke's superannuation fund as he shifts to become a stay-at-home parent. This move could mark a significant step in addressing the gender gap in retirement funding, especially considering Australia's ongoing challenges with this issue. The Templer's arrangement is fostering discussion about financial security for primary caregivers and could potentially influence new norms in family planning and policy making. This leads us nicely into the topic of retirement planning, where Australia stands on the cusp of a major demographic transition as a significant part of the population edges into retirement. A recent report by Colonial First State highlights a contrasting wealth expectation between the young and those nearing retirement. While nearly half of those aged between 18 and 29 are expecting an inheritance of over $500,000, this double the expectation compared to those aged between 50 and 64. The role of financial advisors, once again, becomes crucial in managing these expectations to align family goals and facilitate open dialogue. Finally, in property market news, spurred on by the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision to cut the official cash rate by 0.25% to 3.60%, the third time this year, there has been a significant upturn of activity. Auction clearance rates over the past weekend shot up, showing the highest figures since April of last year, with Sydney and Melbourne leading the pack at 75.0% and 75.5%, respectively. Coupled with impending first home buyers initiatives, this trend could drive property prices upward as we head into 2026. And that concludes our daily wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, and you can find out more on these stories and other financial services at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. See you again tomorrow for more updates.